first 32 days of the NFL draft as we count down the 32 teams leading all the way up to draft day on April 22nd. I am the commish, most fair and just commish in all of the land, Justin Pawlowski, as we continue to break it down. 20 days until the NFL draft. The New England Patriots are on the clock. And really, for the Patriots, hasn't been an overly busy offseason. For a lot of these teams, it hasn't been a busy offseason. A lot of these teams looking at the NFL draft as the premier place to improve their teams this year. The New England Patriots have lost a few players. Before we get into some of the players they're going to look at, let's take a look at some of the players that the Patriots have lost. Jarvis Green is one that comes to mind first and foremost. Defensive end in that 3-4 defense. He moves on to the Denver Broncos. So the New England Patriots looking for another defensive end. Other than that, Ben Watson moves on. Tight end is going to be huge. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. They did franchise and sign Vince Wilfork to a new 5-year contract. Also bringing back Kevin Falk to a 1-year contract. And they did go out and get Algie Crumpler, but we know Crumpler's injury woes with his knees. That is in no means an answer for their tight end position. Lee Bodden also re-signs a 4-year deal with the Patriots. Recent draft history, you know, safety is a position. Safety and corner really are positions where the Patriots do have a lot of young players. So to go out and draft another safety after drafting Pat Chung last year with their first pick in the draft, it was a second-round pick right at the top of the second round. And then just a few years ago, drafting Brandon Merriweather, they do have a couple of young safeties. No need to go out and spend another high draft pick on another safety this year. They did get Ron Brace, defensive tackle, more of a nose tackle. Not sure if they'd move him to defensive end, but he is that big, space-eating type of nose tackle who last year backed up Vince Wilfork and maybe was drafted as insurance in case Wilfork was to leave. Darius Butler, cornerback out of Connecticut, UConn last year, was selected. He was their third second-round pick, and then they had a fourth second-round pick, Sebastian Vollmer, an offensive tackle. They did have two third-round picks as well, Brandon Tate, Tyrone McKenzie, who spent a majority of the year last year injured, could come back and could compete for one of those jobs next to Gerard Mayo in the middle of that 3-4 defense. Gerard Mayo, by the way, 2008, he was their first-round pick, the 10th overall selection by Scott Pioli. Scott Pioli now with the Chiefs. We'll talk about what the Chiefs are going to do as we get closer to the draft. Interesting, Scott Pioli came out a few weeks ago and said he would never draft a safety that high, but didn't talk about a linebacker. And, well, Rolando McClain maybe in that mix for the 5th overall pick. We'll see as we get closer to the Chiefs breakdown in just a few days away, believe it or not. Terrence Wheatley was their second-round pick in 2008, so all of a sudden you got two corners, two safeties in the past 3 years. Looks like that defensive backfield, as we said, is okay. The linebacker position, defensive end, other areas of need. We talked about tight end being such a huge need for the New England Patriots. And wide receiver, is Randy Moss going to be with the Patriots next year? They went ahead and drafted Ron Brace last year's insurance in case Vince Wilfork was to lose. I would not be surprised at all to see the New England Patriots draft another wide receiver this year as insurance in case Randy Moss were to leave. I don't think Brandon Tate is that guy. And I think right now you look with the Patriots, they have the 22nd pick in the first round, but then 3 second-round picks, a draft with so much talent. The Patriots have 4 picks in the top, I don't know, 60 or so. So all of a sudden, you could see the Patriots revamping their team right before your eyes. We're going to get to Tebow in just a moment. I know everyone, the connection. Bill Belichick, Urban Meyer. It's like they're lifelong friends, and the Patriots are always going to draft players from the University of Florida. In my latest mock draft, I have 2 players from Florida going to New England. Neither of them is Tim Tebow. And I think right now, if New England wants Tim Tebow, they're going to have to take him with the 22nd pick. I don't know if that's a necessity. You still have Tom Brady. Is Brady going anywhere? Do you really want to draft Tim Tebow with the 22nd pick in the draft and sit him on the bench for 5 years? I don't know if that is really helping your team get better. You really wouldn't feel the effects of Tim Tebow for 4 or 5 years. I can't see Tom Brady retiring in the next 1 or 2 or 3 years. So all that meantime, Tebow's on the bench, it would be an ideal situation for Tebow. But there's just not a lot of teams that would be willing to invest a first-round pick and sit him on the bench for that amount of time. Because, as we know in the NFL, not for long, and we don't, you know, Bill Belichick, is he really going to go anywhere? I don't think so, but you just never know what happens in the NFL. So I just don't see it. Defensive end in the 3-4, we talked about how big of a need that is for the New England Patriots. I think Jared Odrick, the premier defensive end for a 3-4 defense coming out of Penn State, just that prototypical height, you know, 6'5", 300 pounds, maybe a little more of a slender build than you'd see from a stocky defensive tackle for a 4-3. This guy's got the height, got the length, got the leverage that you want, and he's got the strength to take on multiple blockers, which is what you want your defensive ends in the 3-4 to do. In the second round, you know, if the Patriots maybe go in another position, another direction in the first round, Brandon Graham would be a possibility if he were to fall to them at 22. I still think they could use another outside linebacker. They haven't been too thrilled with Adalius Thomas. Sean Crable was injured last year. You know, you get a guy like Brandon Graham, I think he fits right in with the Patriots' mentality of having productive players do productive things on the field. Brandon Graham would be ideal for them coming off the edge in that 3-4 as an outside linebacker. Jared Odrick, we talked about him at defensive end. Really, the defensive backfield, I don't see them addressing. Inside linebacker, it depends on how they feel about Tyrone McKenzie coming off that injury. You have Jerod Mayo inside. I did think before his pro day that Brandon Spikes might have been an option for the Patriots in the second round. I don't feel as strongly about that now, especially after his pro day and after he ran a 5.40. In the second round, you know, you look at what the Patriots did or will do in the first round. If the Patriots were to go with maybe an outside linebacker, if you look at my mock draft and how this all plays out, you go with Brandon Graham with an outside linebacker with the first round pick. And Carlos Dunlap, who's starting to slide, if he were to fall all the way to the Patriots at 44, Dunlap has the size to be able to play defensive end in a 3-4 defense. And he'd also get the premier coaching that I think he's going to need to succeed in the NFL. He would get that with the Patriots. Tight end is a huge need for the Patriots this year. And, you know, Jermaine Gresham is the premier tight end in the draft. After him, you have Rob Gronkowski. And, hey, why not another Florida player, Aaron Hernandez, who would be a great fit for that Patriots offense as a guy who can stretch the field, kind of what the Patriots have always done with Ben Watson. They drafted David Thomas, guys who can stretch the field at the tight end position. And I think Aaron Hernandez is another guy who can do just that. The Patriots, you know, other than that, you're looking at a Patriots team that does have the ability to take best player available as well. With the third pick in the second round, what I had them going with was Dexter McCluster. And, you know, the reason I mentioned Kevin Faulk with just a one-year contract is Kevin Faulk getting up there in age. And I think Kevin Faulk has been huge for that offense as a third down receiver, as a guy who's a leader, who can come in. Dexter McCluster could be that next Kevin Faulk for the Patriots for the next 8 to 10 years. A guy who could come in, be a threat on third down, catch the ball out of the backfield, also return kicks and punts, really just do it all and be a luxury pick for a Patriots team that doesn't have as many needs as maybe some other teams like the Chiefs, Bucks, Browns, and so on. So the Patriots, teams like that, are going to have a luxury of taking players like Dexter McCluster mid to late in the second round. That's going to do it for the Patriots. As we continue on tomorrow, we're going to take a look all the way up to the 21st pick in the NFL draft. It's the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow, right here on our 32 days of the NFL draft, right here at JoeBucksFan.com.